Okay, then I can tell it. Now I should example of that. Broken learning for everybody. And we all have an open learning, and that's what we're supposed to do. We have to have half of a base. The Sugar Venom is the Hosser. We saw last time, I think it's after Tasis and Larry. What's the win? And so sum up the basic loss that we've seen so far. In a case where you've got a place which is normally up for rent, and somebody normally pays his rent, and he squats inside that area, that's posher he has to pay. That's posher. He's had a law at the expense of the other person, it's posher he has to pay. The other person lost, and he had a law. In a case where the person that the flat that or the chotzer is not normally up for rent, and the person doesn't normally pay anyway. There we said that there loinemem is there loin poser. It's possible that what is important because he didn't get anything, didn't get any benefit, didn't get any financial benefit, and you didn't lose. The case is there is there loin poser. I mean, the place where I don't normally rent out. But you would normally pay for your rent. That is a discussion with Gemara. The Gemara has talked about it. And that's this whole sugya. There's one case that's not mentioned in the sugya, and that is the case of the loinene. If the person would have placed a rent without, he wouldn't need to pay a rent at all. He has a year there. But by him staying in that apartment or in that hotel, he caused the owner a loss. Why? Because the owner normally rents out. He normally gets rent. And by you staying in there, you cause me that loss. Do I have to pay you for that? Do I have to pay you for the anor I had? I didn't have anor. So do I have to pay? They said, no, you don't need to pay anything. Didn't have anor. I caused them a loss. It's grammar. It's grammar. Of course, beforehand, if you're telling beforehand, you can only come here in this condition, and it would have to pay right to see in cases now. But if after the fact, you want to be machayev because of a malik, because he was in there, he caused people not to come. That is a grammar and he's potter. And we saw the rift. The Rosh holds it down, holds not in that. Now, since this place is up for rent, if somebody, even though he doesn't have a financial benefit, stays there, he has to pay. And what was the pshat in that? So one pshat is because there is a hanok. Maybe not financial benefit, but it was Arno, he had the physical benefit from being there. Normally, a person can't claim from you a physical benefit you derived, unless he lost by it. In this case, he didn't lose by it, because he would have rented out the apartment. And by you being there, you caused him to lose. So I didn't lose by it, it was only a grammar, so not mazi. That fact, the fact that I lost by it, gave me a right to claim the physical benefit you had. That was one malach, yeah? Another malach we had is the Yitzchayim Adin Mazik. The Rosh hold, the Rif hold, that Mazik, although if you lock the door and not come in the deer, that's when you call the grandma. But if he actually stayed in the apartment, that's called the Mazik Yitzchayim. Why? What's the Mazik? Why is it more of a Mazik? To be explained, because he's eating the peris of the chotzer. The peris of the chotzer are the fact that he can rent it out. If I go ahead and I eat those berries, that's a form of mazik, and that's why I need to pay for it. Okay, that's all what we learned so far. Now we have on Amud Beis. Amud Beis. The Gemara Tosfos on top. You see the Tosfos on top of Amud Beis?
Right.
You didn't?
Really?
Oh, okay. And have you seen it yet?
No.
You've been working. You've been working hard. Yeah, stay this. I'm not going to do the Tosfos. We'll do the Gemara. There's plenty want to learn from the Gemara even without it. So we shall do the Gemara. The Gemara is like this.
What do you do? I did the second one.
Oh, fantastic.
Let me start.
Okay, just do the top two. Let's say the Gemara. Let's do the Gemara bit. So the Gemara said the two stole them. What's it said? Either you had an all, or I didn't cause any loss. So he asked him, so remember the story of this rabbi, who was it? He hadn't come to town. Rabbi Bachoma, he wasn't in town in the base medrash at the time. So he said, this was the shayla we had. Rabbi Bachoma said, it's a Mishnah. How many must he send me? It's a Mishnah. Your big shy at the end of the Medrash. Then, and once again, out of the good. What's the Mishnah? Oh, I missed the thing. Which Mishnah? How many Mishnah? Oh, my lady, Lachi, it's a Shamish. When you are Mishamish, you don't mean Mishamish. Lachi means when to Shamish Yashan. What's this mean exactly? Shokel Sudre, we'll see in a second. Shokel Sudre, so he took his cloak, that means, well, the priest has been drawn the Bama, so the priest took his. Yeah, that's right. Sudre, his cloak, and currently, and wrapped it around the folder. Right. So what's this business here? So this story goes back many years now. But when I went to yeshiva, we had Rosh Yeshiva with a Gavriel Kloppler. He was a very, very, very good Rosh Yeshiva. And he, yeshiva means yeshiva gedola. Now in England, we have school and yeshiva gedola, not two. So we went to yeshiva, he was like the highest shiur of the yeshiva. So we came there, and he said over a Hagdoma of Shimon Shkop. Shimon Shkop writes Shariyeshe. And in Hagdoma there, he gives Hagdoma. And he says that in order for a Talmud to accept what the Rebbe is saying, he has to feel Meshubba to him. If he is sitting there, and the Rabbi is speaking, so the Rabbi says something, don't understand. If a Talmud feels Meshubba to his Rebbe, then, whatever the Rebbe said is going to try and work, or maybe I don't understand, there must be something wrong with me. I'm going to work now hard until I understand what the Rebbe said. Because the one, he's a person up there. So if I understand, if I understand, if I don't, I don't. If I'm a sugar to him, then it makes the person want to understand what the Rebbe says more, and therefore that's like not what I should say. He explained that this is what this Gemara means. Rav Nachama was telling him it's a mission. Now, if I just tell you it's through our mission, I don't know what we're talking about. So I'm going to say, look, you want to know which mission it is, you're going to do something. Many of you do something for me, you're not sure. To me, and I feel you're somewhat subservient to this rabbi. Right? And then when the rabbi will tell me a Mishnah, even if it doesn't come, I don't copy straight away, I will I'll work on it to understand it. So our Shiva said that obviously doesn't want to start coming to fold his linen, but he has one brother. They have to come to Shabbos in shul in the yeshiva. Those boys that don't come to Shabbos that day can't come to the shiur, not because there's any connection between the shiur and Shabbos, but possibly said, but you come to Shabbos, you're doing something because of me. Then when I say something in shiur, you'll work a bit harder to understand. I'm thinking if you don't even listen to me about coming to Shabbos, so then keep it up. I'm not your rabbi for today, so don't come to my shul. You won't be able to understand my shul properly. That's what his that was our God to show him all in charity. So that's his third thing we're done here anyway.
But the Shabbos is all over the place. Why don't you get that?
This was a more complicated drive, as we're going to see in a minute. He's going to tell him a Mishnah.
So isn't we have explicit Mishnah? It's obviously not explicit.
Right. I'm going to tell you which Mishnah. Now, if I will tell you to do something for me, you must have something.
Well,
excuse me.
Well, excuse
me. Yeah, generally it was. Yeah.
I think I heard once on the phone. Person that does something physical like this makes that you remember it better.
Well, it doesn't have to be for him. But it doesn't have to be for the rabbi, it can be for himself.
Yeah. Or the Talmud, to tell the Talmud to be mishamish and to exert himself physically will be sort of a mnemonic way of remembering this specific hands.
Just saying that if that's a child, he could have told him to fold his own limb, not my limb. Yeah, okay. I'm not saying it's wrong. That's how in Agdol Shal Yishev Shimon Shkop explains this line. So like it's shamishly, go and serve me, do something for me. Shokel Sudrika, he folded the cloak. Oh, okay, now you've done something with me. I'm going to tell you. The Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah didn't flourish. You have this animal that was walking into the rabbi. It wasn't chai from Mazik at all. It ate up the fruit. It wasn't chai from Mazik, because Shenu Shazam is part of And we had yesterday, Rodi Ave, animal ate. It wasn't a mazik, it ate and he has to pay. Oh, screw it. Thank you so much. That's the Marmokum, the Shayl of Zena and the Rechos. Oh, my Rabbi, come on, Loy Chori, Loy Margish, Gavra de Mois Yad. See how it's an expression, meaning that a person can get away with things easier if the Rebbeinu is helping him. Come on, Loy Chori, a person can feel this. Huh?
Did not say for love. He's complaining about how unsick is this person that he was capable of accepting such an answer.
No, he's saying, you see, the Rebbeinu helped on Nachama, and therefore he made the chistan that accepted it. But Rashi says, "Regarded the more sci, the person that Hashem helps, who's Hashem helping? Rami Nachama. Hashem is helping Rami Nachama. Rami Nachama is the one who answered."
I thought he was calling him the Mahi Siyad. Mahi Hashem?
Yeah, Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
All of
the Yeah.
Master? No, carry
master. But... So I'm asking, didn't he say, how unsick, he doesn't want to see the person sick, has the
Yeah.
He's unfeeling. Then Mali Siad was willing to accept the answer from Rami Bal Hama.
No. Sorry. Okay. That's not the pshat. Kamala, if you thought my baggage, you'll understand it better. Kamala, funny, but I'm not. See how much people don't feel anything. When Gamma, the Mori Siad, a person that Hashem helps, they have to look dope in the Masisim, even though this answer which Rami Bal Hama gave is not comparable. The shire which we had is not comparable to the Mishnah. Keep looking. Nevertheless, of cases that yes, I hear, and he didn't ask on it.
You know what? Give me a sandal and also translate again the words, please.
Yes. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, if I see how much loichali a person doesn't feel, but loimalgish. Two expressions of feeling. Loichali, but loimalgish.
Is that sick?
No. No. Hey, look at the Russian humor from base to base. Come on, somuch umubtich. How a person can be so reliant, veinzoch lidoim, mikol ro, and he doesn't have to worry about anything. Me, shakodesh bohu be'ezoi, the person Hashem helps. That's how Rashi translates this expression in humor from base to base.
Why isn't there Rashi here?
Humor from base to base.
Why isn't there a Rashi here to spell this one out? It's just
okay. Cryptic. You're meant to know. You might come before Bobby Khan. It's an expression, anyway. Come on, you're calling for a mortgage. A person doesn't have to have any concern, doesn't have to worry about anything. Gabba de Morisai, if Hashem wants to help him, Hashem will help him. Because you see, Abigam de Domi in my season, even though this question that we asked was Bechlal not comparable to the case which Ram Rahama answered, Kibla Rene, I've just accepted it from him.
Does that help?
No, we want to. We'll get the Gemara's going to speak out. First, the question. Robert didn't agree with it, right? Hi, Zene. I'm Zene Chosef. Hi, Zene. I'm Zene. What are you comparing it to? The case of the Mishnah is Zene, and it's Zene Chosef. The guy lost out in Paris. He chewed up my Paris. So, of course, in that case, Zechai. I mean, you want to Zechai, Zene, and Zene Chosef. Not mazik, but no, and I know my things. Yes, I'm allowed to save a money gamble. In this case, which we're asking, of them and the loyals, who said you can claim? So Rava was scratching his head about what's going on. Now, if Chisdik said that, if Chisdik was certainly a knowledgeable man, he wasn't stupid. And Rama Chama answered him, and I just said, oh, thank you so much, and walked off. Sorry, what's going on here? You didn't even answer the question. Which he says, come on, no, he did. Robert didn't help the point. Robert Machoma, Stan Paris, which is to have him, Machuri, Machiluhu. Robert Machoma said it was Loy Chosef. It was Loy Chosef because the Paris are Hefka. When a person puts his Paris in Mishnah Rabbi, it means Mafke them. And if he's Mafke them, so we have a Zen in him, a Zen Loy Chosef. And he had to pay. We have a great rabbi. You see the Mishnah. Mishnah says you have to pay Glanol. Why? Where's the chosev? You're marking the pigs. And so why do you have to pay Glanol? And the ma'ayim then and the rechos yechay. That's why Chisa was mekabelit. And that's why Rambam told the professor to pull the clothes because it's not moshnat. It's more difficult. I'm telling you, he's saying it. If a person puts a pigs there, in Rishon Tzion, he's marking them. And therefore, it's then and there's a rechos.
So that's why he's understanding.
Because the only reason that this answer is not a clear answer, Rama had big difficulties in it. The Gemara explains that, even then you're left with difficulty, you need the Tosis, and even on the Tosis, you not hear what Tosis is saying, we need the Marab, and eventually then we'll have a
Shah. Don't we learn before that you have some reason, let's say, produce, whatever, you know. If something slips, it's not that big. The person who left it, they're still fired for the board because it's important to left it there.
The board, the Torah put a board in your shoes.
I know, but it doesn't belong to them.
The Torah put it in your shoes to make your kaya for heaven. Otherwise, why not kaya? So the Torah said it's considered your boy, bala boy, it's considered your boy to make yourself kaya for
heaven.
Fine, but that's not nothing to do with it. Yeah, that place in Shazura. I'm in Dallas. People come along. What do you say? What do you want? Okay, says Rashi. Yeah, why not? Good. The Chit Shamishi, top of the old. The Chit Shamishi. First word on the second line of the meeting. Kirshet Shamishi, Shemesh Akot. Once you start serving it. One shemesh, I don't know if I'll tell you. So go on, they sort of keep on the sutra, so he folded his sweater, his garment, outer garment, and he said, look, the Misha said, Mishalem, it's Ma Shalem. Alma, Balsa, Hanor, Ozmion. You see, the defining factor is, did you have Hanor? Not whether you were a Mardik, but rather, did you have Hanor? If you had Hanor, you have to pay. And that's the shalom that you said, Zenem, Zenem, Zenem. Can you claim? The answer, what's the truth of him? First of all, there was Hanor, that Cheney, maybe he didn't make him lose anything. He said, you see from here, you go to Kuntan. To which Robert said, Gavro the Mori Naisaiti, Sayai, Romi Bachoma, the Avagam, the Hashem helped, Romi Bachoma, the Avagam, the Lord, Dami, Aiba, even though this Shaila is not comparable to the Masisans, the Mishnah. Keep it, Evchis accepted the voice and didn't ask anything.
Why? Didn't challenge him,
right. Why? Because he could pass. There's a chosev. What's Bemet Shatan Rama Chomo? Because Stam. What's the Gemara? Stam, Pesh, what's the Rami Mafkuri Mafkuri? The Evchis Amidi, the Soifon Le'ibut. He didn't make him lose anything. Because it's soifon le'imut.
Yes.
It's a destined to be destroyed. It's not cool that I am making you lose anything. Leaving out of Shazrabim is a recipe for love. Therefore, not consider that I made you lose anything.
But what's Rashi anything? But another heifer. Here we
go. So you see, Rashi also didn't understand. I mean, stop heifer. Right? Let's see Tosfos. The second Tosfos, I think we have a supposed to love. Sounds like it. What does this mean? He's mafke. Loi legami, gami is mafke completely. Even what he benefited, he shouldn't have to pay. Because if somebody benefits from Afka, you don't pay anything. Ela misiyayish me. Shat is he's misiyayish. Shesova shiyiskalkalu. He's already thought to himself, it's going to get destroyed. Machmas. Sherabim dosim aleim, since the people are going to be treading over them. Ad shelo yivo lidmei mashenez. Still get a stage, it won't even be the value of benefit. I mean, this guy is basically being misyash. He's not going to get anything back with this. Not going to get anything back with this. Who does it belong to? It belongs to me. How much do I think I'm going to get from these pairs? No. So when my animal now goes and eats, when this guy's animal goes and eats, the pairs I've been misyash from, he actually benefited from my pairs. They belong to me. But he didn't make me lose anything because I was in the Yerush. Yerush is something in between. Yerush, that's right. See for this. Yerush, the law of Yerush is that it still belongs to the original owner. Anyone can take it. What's the charge? You don't need to pay.
You're using that to pay.
No. You don't need to pay if you have a gun. Not a gun. Anyone take it, not a gun. Right? The guy from CIH is given up hope of making any money on it, but at the moment it still belongs to him. One second, sure, I need to speak to that. So he's given up hope of making any money on it, but at the moment, nobody was saving it. It wasn't mafia. It wasn't mafia. You have to be mafia. You have to be mafia. You have to be mafia on the three people. You have to claim you're being mafia. It wasn't. He just gave up hope of making any money. So when this animal now eats it, whose fruit did he eat? Bruno's fruit. So there's mamoni gabo. My money is in your stomach. So you had a no from my money, you have to pay. Now no. But when you ate that fruit, did you cause me a loss? No. Because as far as I'm concerned, I already wrote off making any money on this product. All good. And Mele, Givaldi. So that's what Rama Chon was saying to at least. This is a case of then and Zele Chosa. But you eating my fruit doesn't lose anything. How is it possible? It's something called Yush. Yush is still my fruit. I just never thought I'll make any money. I made no money whatsoever. Therefore, it's a good drive. Yes. Yeah.
It's still
the same
thing.
Huh? It's still the same thing. Huh? You have to write it down.
I think that might have to do worthwhile.
Yush is the person who lost something, didn't put it on purpose, and then gave up a fight. He did an action which shows his yush. Right? An action shows his yush. So it might use the lotion. But obviously it doesn't mean proper because it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So that's what it means. The hefka yush, but different name. Right? The hefka of yush.
Rabba didn't agree.
Like,
Rabba doesn't agree. He's searching for answers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. The Gemara doesn't agree to this point. Gemara says these pairs, it is called a chosa, right? The fact that he was miyash on it is not enough of a reason. It's still called a chosa. It's still called the guy lost his pairs. So we have machlek to say about whether this is called a chosa. Rabba thought it's still not called a chosa. It's still called a chosa. And now I'm not chosa, no. Since you put it there, it's not called a cross. That's Ramachon.
Ramachon. Yeah. So I think that should be a proper answer.
Yeah, Ramachon held it was. Rabba held it wasn't. We'll see. The Gemara's mascara is that you're not had to pay, which is not like Ramachon.
He's pointing to our Mishnah. You're just saying then and then there's an offer. Then in the case of the animal he ate, the case of Zenene, he's calling our Mishnah Zenene Zalot still. He's trying to say it. Even though Mishnah says pay.
That's right. So you see,
so there's a body of why we hear that he has to pay also.
That's right. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. He's saying in the part.
Rav Chisson said to Rav Chisson, we have this great Shaila. He said, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah answers the Shaila. You have to pay, to which Rava says, I can compare our Shaila to this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Chosse, he was a match. Loi Chosse. There's one of them, no, I know this is a Loi Chosse. The Mishnah is a Loi Chosse. So you have a case of paying there. Then only wholesale. Now what is the after pay? That's what Rambam comments on.
Meaning, even though he wasn't looking to derive profit from the produce on the floor, and in the back of his mind, and probably leaving it on the floor, on the back of whatever it was, on the back of his mind, he was saying, it's going to get tread upon, it's going to lose its entire value.
Entire.
Because Bozo says not entire, but
it doesn't.
Only up to the point of somebody eating it.
Let's read the list.
Please.
I did it already, but we're
in
it. And lawyer is not even going to come to that.
Up to that point.
No, if you have a gift on the side, see the gifts on the side, the gifts on the side is like you're saying. Is it, or maybe look for someone else. Samach Aleph, look for your cup. That's the other gifts. That's the one that you were saying. That it's only it's going to come, it will come to the, at least I'll have a not amount. But the Ram says,
actually, a whole usually means entirely.
It's not even going to come to that. It's going to be so destroyed. She's going to get into a state. It's not even going to come to the amount I'm going to get.
That was the impression that would happen. But I'm sorry, if somebody eats it, you'll have a right to claim something.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's not really heavy.
It has no market value. But it's
not really heavy.
So no, it's not heavy. It's my fruit. Not heavy, it's my fruit. I just don't think I'm going to make any, I don't think I'm going to be able to get any money from it. So if you do eat it, you haven't caused me any loss because I've already resigned myself to the fact that I'm going to lose my money.
But
the limit is making me lose money. I lost it. People are going to be walking of it, but it's my money, and therefore you benefit from me, and I love it. You benefit from me, says Ram Achama. You can claim, not for them. You can claim it's not called medicine. That's what he wants to say. Even after the fact, if he's in it, and anyone was going to lose my money, I can claim on about it. Yeah. Robert didn't like any of it. You're right, the Gemara also in the Hemshep doesn't go with that. So now we're starting at new Mishnahs. Baba Basa. Hamaki Kaveyo in Sholosh Ukhoiso. These shaylas here are so every person's building, those that have multiple residents in a building. No end of these shaylas. One guy does building and the other guy now has benefit from it and he starts claiming. I remember in Yerushalayim, we lived next door to the people that lived on the top floor of the building. So there was one person extended his wall, he made some upstairs, and the other guy, two dudes along, also made upstairs. There's a middle guy. We had on both sides now two walls. All he had to do was just put a wall roof across the top. And would he have to pay for the money that the neighbors invested in it? Is that a case of Zenen and Zelechosa? You made it for yourself. What's got to do with me?
It's a case of the past.
It's Mamish this. Mamish this. And it's everywhere. It's Mamish. No. And my building is where I live in. I must have been in. The Jemish, the neighbors, some of them wanted to take extension, so they had to get Ishul Tabu, where they have to start going to the area and have it work, a long, long process, and it costs a lot of money. And the area, among big, whatever it is, it's up in whichever place it is that's doing it, it's not just for you. You're going to do it, you can't just change your apartment. You have to make it for every apartment, will now have the possibility to add certain amount to their apartment. So you have to now work on the plans to grant everyone in that building a right to build. So these people that are the rest of the building are interested in extending. So that was my welcome to Ben Chandler. It's gone to click back 15 years for them to do it. Mm-hmm. So somebody came along to me and said, look, three buildings are all doing it. And it says, I don't want you offering me to extend the building. I'm not interested in that. So he said, okay, we should know. If you ever do extend,
then you'll have to pay, this is what the Psak was, you have to pay for all the money that we invested to buy that between you as well, because it's true that we did it by ourselves, but you also get a gain from it. He was saying that's the case of Zanin and the death house. Is he right? Is he wrong? This is the sugya. He did it for himself anyway. He had to do it. Wasn't that I was making him do that? He did it anyway. But by him investing that money, he was also giving me something. Is that called Zen and Is that called Zen and Let's keep
the next case. Not this case, the case after that.
Every single case is mentioned in this amount. Every single case. There's no then and then it was not mentioned. Well, we have to work out each case. Is it this case or not?
No, I'm saying in that case, in that she don't have to pay.
Right, you're already jumping to the next case. Let's see it out loud.
Sounds like great thorny subject.
Great thorny subject. No, it's okay. Barsha. We didn't extend it. It's not. Hamaki Daveri Misholish Ukhoisov. Somebody has a field in the middle there called Shimon. And Reuven has three fields adjacent to Shimon's field. One on the right, one on the left, and one up on top. So the Shimon's field is open on one side and surrounded by three fields on the other side. So Amakim Kaveh Misholesh Ukhoisov, the Goda as Rishoino, as a Shnir, as a Shlishis. He made a wall around the first side of Reuven, of Shimon, the second side, the third side, Ein Mechayv Noisoy is not liable to pay. Not yet. One second. Ein Mechayv Noisoy doesn't have to pay. Now, which walls was he doing? So here's the Machlokes Rashi. So he says, which walls he was doing? Rashi understands, and see what Rashi says. Yisholish Ruchoisov. Shehayelah Reuven Sholish Sodis. Reuven had three fields. Eitzel Sadei Shimon, Mishalish Ukhoisov, Megoda Ruben is Rishoino, Samoch Sadei Shimon. So Rashi says it's talking about the walls which are between Ruben and Shimon's field. Ruben put up a wall next to Shimon's field. So it was Megoda on one side. Megoda Ruben is Rishoino, Samoch Sadei Shimon, Levad. Besides the outer mechitzes of around Reuven's fields anyway, which there was between Reuven's field and the rest of the field in the valley. There was, Reuven had outer walls, and I want to do inner walls between him and Shimon. There's a sheni, shnia mashishis. And then he did the second one, then he did the third one, Kizer. You have a picture in Rashi, it looks like a Ches. And outer walls, you see, anyway, had the outer walls. And then he made himself inner walls, the Shimon. Ein Mechai bin Rissum. Ein Mechai bin Shimon Klum. One. The Mayhani didn't help me at all. All right, so they were still coming to tell you if animals want to come in and graze in my field, they can still do so. So I haven't had an all yet. I haven't had an all at all. It says, Rashi Harabiyah, I'm high alayu Uvin, Dalit Sodois, Me'av Ruchoi Shal Shimon. If Uvin would have had four fields, all the way around, from all four sides of Shimon, Me'kodron, and he would put a fence around them, Me'chayom and Shimon. Who would obligate Shimon to pay his share in the machitzes of the inner walls, which are between him and Reuven. So what do we see from there? Somebody builds a wall. Reuven builds a wall around Shimon's field on all directions. Shimon again benefited. And you have to pay it. And you can the Mishnah of Master, you have to pay it. If it be the fourth wall, he would be chayiv. Shma mino, zenene, v'zeloi choser chayiv. Says Rashi, zenene, shimoy. V'zeloi choser uvein, shayesh lo liv dey sedeu. He had to have a wall anyway, but he don't feel. So, shimoy, uvein didn't lose any money for what he did for shimoy. And you still have to pay. It sounds like it's Joshua. I mean, get this. And guys putting up walls to anchor the divide between him and his neighbor. He had to put it up for his own sake. I say also for his friend's sake. He puts it up. It's called Loichos. That I didn't cause you any loss because you anyway would have had to invest that amount of money. And Shimon benefited from it. I said, no animals are going to come in. And it says you have to pay Zenene. Is there no you cross your high
concerts? Regarding wood, then it's an investment. You know, what are we saying? Low concert because
it's something anyway we had to spend. It didn't spend that any more for me. Anyway, he had to spend that in order to make his walls around his hot set. He anyway needs to do that. I benefited from it, so he invested money for himself.
There's no concert,
and I didn't make him lose any more. My Allah is not making him lose anything. Right, and then he didn't spend any money because of me.
Are we imposing the fence on him?
No, he's having it.
Yeah. He didn't build the fence on his own. He didn't want a fence.
You want a fence? Why not?
Yeah, obviously he built the fence on
his own. It costs money. He knows there's a guy around him, right? So he's anyway going to do it. Oh, right. So that's said, Rashi. This is a tremendous condition, Rashi. Rashi's telling us. If a guy builds a wall for his own sake, you can't say it's called chos of the fact that somebody else is also benefiting from that wall. If we throw that back to my case, my building, or in the name of Yerushalayim, all these cases, where people are building walls for themselves, or in your planning permission for themselves, where they have to include other people in it, but you anyway had to do that for yourself, and you wouldn't have got anything without that. So it's a Zen, and the fact that I actually also now can do it, that's Zen. Zen no chosen. The fact that I'm also using it is not causing you any loss. You anyway have to do this. This is what you needed to do in order to build your apartment on the fifth floor. How do you do it? You needed to extend my apartment. That's what you need to do in order for you to extend yours. Very good. Okay. I personally didn't need that at the time. Now that you've done it, you want to think I can make use of it. Then now this mission is mashal. Then the loyos is chayim. Satan. We have to learn two things. First, we magdir. What is then and the loyos? And then to be mind to know what's that of. Two separate things. What is then and the loyos? Is it pshat that he didn't have to pay money? In fact, he didn't have to pay money for me. He anyway had to invest the money. Rashi, the Rashi, the Gemara was teaching us, if the guy invested money, but he anyway needed to invest that money for himself, and he didn't invest any extra money because of me, for my sake, he did everything for his own sake, that's called Zenere Vezer Loichosen. That's called that. What's that, Locha? The moment the Gemara things arrive from the master, the Yochai. Zenere Vezer Loichosen. I'll bring it right from what Masya Chai. No? One second, yeah. The Gemara says, horrible
on the third one, he does.
Yes, the third one, I didn't have a law, that's why.
You didn't get a partial.
No, that one's going to still come in.
Also, so I would bring to a three. You have to understand.
Because if you look at my Gemara, you'll see that maybe you have in yours. I have the two lines over here. Maybe in your Gemara you have that as well.
I don't have those. Rob added those?
I have those. To answer your question, why would Reuben?
I was answering my question.
Right?
There was a question to be asked. Okay.
Why would Reuben do it?
This right here.
Fuck off.
That was another question. He could have just closed that off and then done it. He had to pay extra to do the whole thing.
Cut it off three times, so that's what he did. Neither did that closed off completely. So he didn't invest anything with Shimon because those walls he anyway had to do for his own thing.
What about to minimize
if he had the fourth field over here and he made the wall go across, and now all of Reuben's fields are closed off, and he also at the same time could take the Shimon's from animals, then Shimon would have to pay. You see, even though all these buildings, the whole investment, was for Reuben's sake, if Shimon benefits from it, he has to.
If Levi, or some third party buys this, and then Levi puts it close to his
heart. We've been keeping it too.
Okay.
Well, we have nine songs. We're trying to understand shots.
So,
yeah, right. Good. So, what Ruben did, the whole thing was shining, not shining there, sort of. It's not going to help us with Chuck. Yeah.
Ruben's, Shimon's also been a thing by Ruben's animals not trespassing in this field, right?
It doesn't help me because it's open on the outside and other animals can come. My product, it would only help me if my produce is now safe. It's not safe, you can still have other people coming. To me, though, that's a Gewaltige Chiddush, what you're seeing here. The person investing for his own stuff, his own stake, it's called Zene Nevezelefos. Right? In the case of, or it's in Yerushalayim, two apartments made their own, a true story. They made their own apartment. So you have upstairs of two apartments, you have two proper apartments with walls, two walls, and then the other apartment has got between, is now sandwiched between two walls that are already built. Can you just goes off the roof or cost a fraction of the thing. Midin Zene and Zelechosen. So is it Zene and Zelechosen first? So that's what got me minded. Is what he's doing a situation of Zene and Zelechosen. Says Rashi, according to this chapter, oh, yes, it's called Zelechosen. Why? Because those people built their upstairs. Some of them needed an outer wall. They didn't do anything extra for me. They anyway needed to do that. In order for them to have their upstairs, that's called Zechosn. You anyway needed to do that for yourself. So I've got cases. And halacha is, and this is currently in the Gemara, what the Gemara say, before it's in the Gemara, you would be a chayim. Would be chayim. What's your chayim?
The fourth one.
The met give me a law. And I have to pay Zen and Zen, Loyal, your time.
And if you
oh, very, very good, Tara. Very good, Tara. Do you have to pay all four walls of this one? Losh and Rashi is much for all of them. Losses is Chelkoi Bermechitzoris, Aprimiois, Shevenoi Ruben. Losh and Rabbi, Bermechitzoris, Aprimiois. Now that you give me a call, and now you have to pay your book. I have to pay you now for all the four walls. Now gone off.
So Ruben, even if he's according to the drawing that you have in your Gemara, if he were to close off Shimon gratuitously, he would do it strategically in order to get Shimon to pay for those other walls. Otherwise, if he's paying just for three, then he could force them to pay for all of them just by putting that in without.
Yeah. You got a business mind, sure. Yeah. We haven't got, obviously, not doing a lot of mice here anyway, but it's just the touch. We only just started.
So the Shimon has no saying.
Shimon has no saying. Ruben did it. Yeah, they're not. Then, and I'm going
to
call them.
It's a strange thing. Like, somebody's doing something to you.
Remind me of
the top of the episode. This payout. You want my life. And I have money.
So yeah. Well, we'll get to that.
Toss him up. So what's the answer? The answer is also very difficult. Shani Osam, the Amale, at Gramtali Ekeva, you say. We're about 15 lines down. As well as then, so obviously, everything before Shemishnah. And they have a problem because they had that shining base of medish, didn't know the answer, didn't come to any conclusion. Yomachum suggested one, but they wasn't very happy with that. So it's not going to be a before Shemishnah in Bombadasa. So said, no, you know why? Shiny awesome, that's different. The Amalei, it is called the Chosah. The Amalei, at Geramtali, a cave for Yisrael. It's you, Mr. Shimon, you're the problem maker. And your field not being there, I wouldn't have had to do putting up walls anywhere. Right? So the only reason I'm putting up walls is because of
the inner walls.
The inner walls, that's what we're talking about. The only reason I'm putting up the inner walls is because of you. So you can't turn around to me and say that it's low chosin. It is chosin. It's because of you that I have to put up these walls. Mm-hmm. Anyone know what this means? This field, okay, I'm here. This is my field. Yeah, what do you want me to do about it? Yeah, therefore, no, now it's all of a sudden possible. Why do you put up these walls? You put these walls up to protect your field, General Ruben. That's why you did it. That's called Loy Chosa. Why should I pay? Well, because I'm alive, I'm existing here. What do you want from me? Why? What does this mean, Bechlar? Adkir, after the Akif, you say, it's your fault, says Rashi, and see Rashi. We start trying to work out what Zira Rashi says. In Zira Rashi, it's Hakev, he said, the first one in the line. The Elam Sodesh Shel Shimon, Bein Sodoi Sov, had there not been the field of Shimon between the fields of Reuven, Hamistagile, the Mechitzos, Chitzonos, it would have been good enough just with the outer Mechitzos. Vavakos Sodoi Sov Gedoin, and all the fields of Reuven would be well protected. He's losing money because of him. So the pshat is like this, like we said, you understand the problem. If the met then and Zero Chosid pot, so why is it because Shimon happened to be there, all of a sudden Reuven can start claiming his money? And why so the Zen Hene is Zero Chosid, Reuven didn't lose any money because of it. Shimon was existing there already. But what's the pshat? Why should we say that Reuven has a right to claim money out from Shimon? So the answer is like we speak like Dhamma to the whole Sugga. Really, what's the whole Sugga of Zen and Zelay Chosa? What's the Nin? Anytime one person benefits from the other person, there's a claim of money. You have a financial benefit because of me. I have a claim of you. The only thing is, if it's loy chosel, then it's midas tov. The claim for something which doesn't affect you at all is midas tov. And midas tov is only if there's mamish no reason to claim. That's midas tov. We saw with the grammar, so enough of reason to say it's not midas tov. Midas tov means as long as there's episode reason why I got a right to claim, then it's not midas tov anymore. It doesn't have to have a halachic valid reason I'd be able to claim in basin. Has to be that I'm not just claiming for spite. That's, if I'm claiming for spite, that's minister. Anyway, wouldn't have hired that. So why are you paying me money off him? Just to make him lose money? Anyway, we're going to claim. That's spite. That's spiteful. That's minister. But if there was a reason why, yes, it did affect me somewhat, then I do have a right to claim. Even if it's not a claim which I could have claimed in basin, make her up. I've got a right to think it's memoini gamol. So the Gemara is saying the same thing here. The mice is Shimon benefited. The memoini gamol. Shimon benefited. The only reason why Reuven won't be able to claim is because of midas tov. Says Reuven, it's not midas tov. It's not midas tov. It's not spiteful. And then you are the one that caused this all. You, Shimon, being here, caused me to spend this money. It's true, I spent the money on my own thing anyway, but you're the one who caused it. It's not midas tov for me to come back to you and say, since you called that, you have benefited from it. So, my money, Gabon. My money's in Europe. It's true, I would have anyway had to build it. It's not midas tov to come back and say, ultimately, it was because of you that I had to invest the money. And so, Rashi learns.
The difference is with squatting, he's doing something, he's squatting. But here, Shimon's totally passive. He's not doing anything. Totally motionless.
Yeah, but I'm not the most wise. If somebody has a field and sitting there, the wrong young somebody and starts plowing the field and sowing it, making it all nice. And the field benefiting from it. Does Reuven have just the one sitting at home on the couch have to pay? I never asked you to do it. You didn't ask me to do it, but your field benefited. If you benefit, you have to pay. Obviously, if it's a benefit you wouldn't have paid for, because he would have done a different type of building. Yeah. And you're right, but we're going to see him a bit later on. He wouldn't have to pay. Maybe the benefit that's the method that he should have, that he would have invested, just didn't invest in it, then that's something you do have to pay, even though it's just sitting back. Okay?
Is it really this case of Mamoni Gaba, or is it simply because he caused him an expense? Meaning, let's say there really isn't a valuation. Let's just say there really isn't a valuation. But Reuven is doing it because he needs to protect this field, and right. That's because of Shimon's animals.
Right.
Is that sufficient, even if it truly doesn't?
Bring me a riot. Bring me a riot from the Gemara.
Right from the Gemara.
I've learned already today. Anyone else can help Yossi as well? Yossi is asking, is the pshat only because Shimon benefited? Or is the pshat because Shimon's causing Reuven a travel a problem because of his animals? And therefore, he has to contribute to the cost of Shimon, of Reuven's walls. So you see, when he just did on three sides, Shimon doesn't need to pay anything.
Well,
when he just did on three sides, Shimon doesn't need to pay anything, even though Reuven, it was being affected by Shimon's animals, and Reuven had to pay both the walls for Reuven's sake, Shimon didn't need to pay. Why? Because Shimon didn't benefit. If Shimon benefits, then Shimon pays. If Shimon didn't benefit, even though it's his animals which are causing these bayot, and therefore Reuven had to go up the wall, that's not my problem. That's your problem. Okay?
That connection that we didn't have is Reuven's property wasn't fully protected, right?
Why not?
Again, according to the diagram.
No, we have a
partner. I would Reuven do it.
That's not the answer to the thing. Our answer is now the fourth that he says that here because of my outlay. He doesn't say because you're deriving benefit. That's not the answer we're giving.
No,
that's the
shit. That's not the answer we're giving. Of course, because
if you need to take these walls, that's me, you're getting a benefit.
That sugya was a sugya of their nene, the their loy chos, to which we have to answer why he's got a right to claim, even though it's loy chos. The answer is because you're the one that caused me. That's like,
it is chos.
So it's not me to split. So it's not me to split. It's not me to chos. No.
He's saying I have to pay extra because of you. If you wouldn't be here, I
would have to pay. That doesn't make you that you spend the money because of me. That's called you spend the money for yourself. I don't see the person. That's a Shimon was there first.
She was.
It's awesome. And then Reuven came and built around. So you can't say that Shimon caused Reuven loss of money. Reuven's the one who came and put his fields around Shimon. So it's not that Shimon's doing anything to Reuven. Again, Reuven went and built himself around Shimon. So what's the reason why Shimon has to pay now? Because Shimon benefited. But it's lo yichosa. That is Maskash. It's lo yichosa. The answer is, the way we've explained it, is since the reason why Reuven had to build it is because Shimon was in the middle, that's not a problem of Midas Stoya. Midas Stoya means I'm paying it in spite. It's not spite. At the end of the day, ultimately, the reason why I had to build it was because of you. Therefore, although it is Loya Fosse, I'm still holding that Loya Fosse, but it's not a facade of Midas Stoya. That's how Shabbat, I understand it more. Hilke Chosu will be Shviloi, the investment.
I just read
the last word of Rashi. Hilke Chosu will be Shviloi. Chosu will be Shviloi. I'm saying, I'm understanding. It means the investment that I invested was because of you. The investment I invested was because of you. And that gives me a right to claim it. Anyone would have had to invest, right? And the investment I invested was because of you giving me
a question.
I invested, shouldn't you invest in what? Yeah, that means that investments is loss. I mean, I spent money. I spent money. I spent money. Because you're there, I spent money. Because you're there, I spent money.
But now it's just about matter then who got the property first. Like if Shimon was there
first. Shimon was there first.
She's the person that's been reading. No, he's who bought properties surrounding it, so he knows what he's getting into.
Not wrong,
he makes it, so how is that?
And still, he can say, I want money. Why? Because it's not in the story.
Why?
The main story means that I'm claiming for no reason whatsoever. Here, since the reason why I have to invest his money was because of you.
But that means, because my parents just tell me all the time, you make your bed, you're sleeping. So
it's not something which you claim and based in saying that you caused me damage. It's not a claim of a one basin. But the claim of basin is you had a knot.
Okay.
It's very costly. You anyway had to build it here. So it's mid the stone to claim. It's not mid the stone. Because the reason why I had to invest this money was because you were there.
Okay.
And that's not mid the stone there for me to try and make my money back from that knowledge you gained, which I had to do because of you.
So it takes it out of me to stone, even though he's the one who created the situation.
No, mid the stone.
Okay.
I got a claim on you. You had that law. I got a claim on you. Ah, you'll tell me. If anyway, you have to invest in it. Yeah, but I had to invest because of you. Therefore, it's not made the same thing. Can't give out. Yosef, you're looking for that's the met chosser. It's not shot, it's there, and it's there, chosser. It's the met chosser, Yosef wants to have. I didn't want to go there because I understood since he was there first, it's not called chosser that they make me. I didn't want to go there. So, I'm not from Patovich, I think also didn't go like that, but it's cool. Okay.
What's up?
I'm not from Patovich.
No. But what's the. You said that.
The other way is where he also wants to. Yosef will tell you. That's another way. The way I'm understanding it, when the Rashi says chosser bishvili, doesn't mean that it's now transformed into a zenen and a zeh chosser. That's not what I mean. It's bemet stays zenen the loy chosser. It gives him a right to claim, because not me to stone, because the chosser I did for myself was because of you, it's not me to stone actually being to claim. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a got a little bit further, so we have to end up. All the things have to come to an end. It's Thursday, and it's time for a Rotten Shabbos. There's so much information, but I don't even know where to begin with, to be honest. the whole idea of the market is in Pashas Bo, we're finished with the punishment of power. There's no more punishment of power. There's nothing to do with punishment of power. Now, the idea of the market was just instead of Nasamuna, like the Pashas says, in the man, Hashem made a mockery of Pari. This whole decision of this week's parasha is a parasha of Emunah. The parasha of for us, for the Eden, to come out of this week's parasha with Emunah. Terry was Magdir, the Terry said, Hashem made a mockery of Pari. What's the mockery of Pari? What's the mockery of Pari that we are meant to be able to take something from it? And one of our ideas is like this. If you go to the Makis, you see something a bit weird. Makis Deva, not all the animals died. Makis Bara, not all the produce broke. Because I don't know all the produce went. And then we had the Kris Yantzah where all the animals died. What's this business of Hashem can't do in one go? And Hashem made it in a way to leave Paro a little bit of a room there. Now Paro thought to himself, see, I got away lightly. Not all my animals died in Deva. I got away lightly. And then Hashem brings in another Makkah after Deva's skin. And then he has Borod. He says, oh, I can go away lightly. I still have some problems there. So, Pari himself, the whole time, was like thinking to himself, yeah, you see, I've got a good muzzle. And then along comes Albert, he loses everything. Now we look back, we say, it's such a fool, Pari. Look, Hashem specially left you something and all they should be able to bring you another makkah on it. They'll give you everything one time, have another makkah, another makkah. You're such a fool, you don't have that. You just, so looking at your, I've got good muzzle, you look out of the picture and say, no, the Rebbe Shem's called Yochai, he gave you already seven makkahs till now, he's called Yochai, you think he couldn't get rid of it? Of course he couldn't, they just wanted to leave you room for another makkah. There's a mashal of a sefer called Sefer Ben HaMelech Van Ozim. There's a machlekes between the very old sefer, the 15th century. The machlekes between a king who had all full of luxuries and a nazir who refrained from all luxuries, a prince and a king, and a nazir. and they're having an argument together. And this nonsense is a muscle of a dog, a hungry dog, that saw a massive big burger. He was a Boston burger, and he was so excited he was going to be able to get the moyak, the marrow from inside the bone. So he started chewing at this bone, but the bone was dead hard. And as he's chewing, his teeth break off. And he sees blood, and he's like, oh, he's getting into the blood of this animal. And he's chewing more and more, and until more and more, this is more and more blood. He's eating and enjoying it, but it's not even knowing, he's just eating his own blood. And then eventually he just passes from loss of blood and dies. So this muscle is the goyim, doesn't have to be goyim, but showing that they think, oh, the Rangers are doing them good. Yeah. They don't realize any good that they get is just a hechetimsa or further punishment later on. That's what was happening with Pari. Pari was thinking, oh, I was okay, look, it wasn't so bad. Not realizing he's just being not his dog. That's all he is, just being not a dog. He's losing blood just to get more loss of blood. And that's one of the lessons which it says that you see it's something the Rosh Hashanah Toivloi, you shouldn't be too despondent. Rosh Hashanah Toivloi, it's gonna be for his detriment in the end of the day. One of these things come out from this. I want to end up with a story which mentioned about teeth falling out. It's not shy to get weaker on just the opposite extreme. And so there's a saber all about beetle, all about being a button. They brought lots of different stories in, and also connected with beetle. But anyway, he said a story about somebody who was on the Eged bus, and he sits next to a Yid, an older Yid, and he saw this Yid, was missing very, finding hard to speak, didn't have many teeth. And while they were speaking, this Yid said to him, "You know, I'm a Yom Kippur Yid." So he thought, oh, one of those just keeps Yom Kippur on. He said, let me explain. I was in Siberia. In Siberia, you have to work, no days off. I realized that if you have toothache and they extract the teeth, they give you a day off work. So I was in Siberia for 6 years or so it was, and every Yom Kippur, I would tell the guy, I've got a toothache, please extract the tooth. Mm. And that way he didn't have to work in Yom Kippur. Godless, because his whole life he didn't have these teeth. He was a emunah, he was godless, godless to not have to do that.
What
was
the phrase that he said?
Yom Kippur Yid. I'm a Yom Kippur Yid. Normally the expression somebody just...
When he asked about his teeth, that's when he said it.
No.
Did you realize it was
while he was speaking? Okay. So have a great day.